I'm Haley. How are you doing today?
Good.
Good. All right, ready to start? Nora 88001. And before we get started, do you want to go and hit one of those buttons for me?
Why?
Yeah, whichever one's your favorite. What's your favorite color? There we go. So, first thing we're going to do today is the alphabet. So, we're going to go through these. Do you want to go ahead and tell me what letter this is?
A.
A.
B. C. V. E.
You're so fast.
F. V. H. I. J. K. L. M. N. O. P. Q. R. S. T. U. V. W. X, Y, Z.
Perfect. You did that so well. Okay. So we're actually going to go ahead and move on to the next one then. Do you want to hit another button for me? Nice. Now we're going to do numbers. Do you like math?
Yeah.
Yeah? You going to count with me?
1, 2, 3. 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16.
Oh, that's 20. All right. What do you think is going to be after 20?
21.
Oh, it skipped again.
25.
What about that?
30. 40. 50. 60. 70. 80. 90. 100. 200.
Oh.
500. 1,000.
Nice. And then?
9 plus 7 equals 16.
What about that?
18.
Yeah. Do you like doing times tables?
Yeah.
Yeah?
6. What
about 6 times 2?
12.
Mm-hmm. And then what if we add 6 more?
18.
Yes. Good job. And then what about division?
I don't know division.
We don't have to do that one. But good job with that. You did so well. Do you want to hit another button for me?
They're all kind of weird sounds.
I love those sounds. Alright, so now what we're going to do, sorry, alright, so this is a ship, right? So what would happen if there were two of them? There's one ship, but now there's two.
Both be on, there'd be two boats.
Yeah. But now there's, so that there's ships, there'd be two ships, right?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Now, this is called a skack. You wanna say skack?
Skack.
It's a weird word, isn't it? So there's one skack. Now there's two
skacks.
Yes, exactly. Nice. So now this is called a dup. You want to say dup?
Dup.
So there's one dup. Now there's two.
Dups.
Yeah, easy. What's this?
A shoe.
So there's one shoe. Now there's
two shoes.
Yeah. And this funny little thing is called a brib.
Brib.
A brib. I know. Isn't that weird? Now there's one brib. There's two.
Ribs.
Yeah. You're so good at this.
Right. A sandwich.
Yeah. So if it's a sandwich, we got a snack. There's one snack. Now there's two
snacks.
Yeah, two snacks. And this funny little thing we call a mip.
Mip.
Yeah, mip. So if there's one mip.
Two mips.
Two mips. Yes, exactly. And this is called a foo.
Foo.
Foo. So if there's one foo, there is
two foos.
Two foos, yes. Now we've got a cup. But now there's two
cups.
Yes, exactly.
A bed.
Yeah, but it's for babies, so it's
a crib.
Yeah. So now there's one crib.
Now there's two cribs.
Two
cribs.
Yes, exactly. You are so good at this. So this fun thing we call a yawk.
Huh?
A yawk.
A yawk.
A yawk, yeah. So if there's one yawk, then now there's two
yawks.
Yes. And how about this thing we call a kite? Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
Yeah? But what if there's two of them now?
Two pipes.
Two pipes, yes. And
a slide.
A slide, but now we want to go on to
two slides.
Yes. Alright, and what about this?
A bell.
A bell?
Two bells.
Two bells.
A bag.
A bag.
Two bags.
Yes, exactly.
A rock.
A rock.
Two rocks.
Two rocks. So this one we call a smide.
Smide?
Yeah, so one smide, but now we've got
two smides.
Two smides.
A lamp.
A lamp.
Two lamps.
Oh, that one's a light. But if we've got one light, now we have two
lights.
Yes. So this is a yag.
Yag?
Yeah, a yag. And so there's one yag. Now there are two
yags.
Two yags, yep. And last one, this is a kel.
Kel?
Yeah, but there's one kel. Now we have
two kels.
Two kels, exactly. You did so well with that. So you want to hit another buzzer?
Wait, stop.
Who's there?
Next one. Now we're going to look at some pictures. And I want you to just tell me what you see. So what's going on in here? What's all of this?
I see a boy in a boat, and there's also a lion in that boat. There's a fish in the pond. Actually, there are two fish. And there's some flowers next to the pond, and I see a wasp or something right there, and some of these petals. That's it.
That's it? Isn't it weird that there's a lion in a boat with a boy?
Yeah.
What do you think they're doing? Can you tell me a story about why they might be there? Any ideas?
No.
None?
None?
Could you make something up?
Yeah, like where are they going?
Maybe to the other side?
Yeah. And so, like, what colors do you think these fish are? And
maybe orange?
Orange? Let's go ahead and look at this one. What's going on in this picture? There's a lot going on.
There's a jet, some clouds, some paper, two paper airplanes, a boy, and wearing a jacket, a scarf, a hat, and some goggles, standing on top of his bed with a pillow pile. There are some trucks, a desk, a window, a sock on the ground, a pillow on the ground, a fish, a picture, some clouds, wind, and that's it.
What do you think he's doing?
I think he's trying to fly some paper airplanes.
Yeah. Do you like flying paper airplanes?
Yeah.
Yeah. Does your room have clouds and airplanes in it?
No.
No? What about this picture?
I see an octopus in a lab, a guy holding a light bomb and a board, and a rat, some bottles, books, another rat, an octopus. The octopus is also holding a pencil and a book.
What's he doing in the lab?
I don't know.
You don't know? What do you think? What do you think an octopus would do in a lab?
Destroy it.
You think he'd destroy it? He does look like he's causing a mess in here, doesn't he?
Yeah.
What is she? What's she doing?
Maybe she's gonna test out an experiment.
Yeah? Like what you're doing right now? Doing some science today?
No.
No? Alright, how about this one? What's going on here?
A little girl holding a radish and a very big snail. Some other normal sized radishes. Another snail. Some clouds. Another snail. A shovel. A gate. And that's it.
What do you think she's doing with that big radish?
She picked it up, and maybe she's gonna eat it.
Mm. Do you like radish?
No.
No, you don't? You wouldn't go to a radish farm?
Sure.
Aren't these snails really big?
Yeah.
Do you like snails?
Yeah.
Have you ever held one?
No.
No? What do you like about snails?
They're small.
You like small things?
Yeah.
Alright. So that's the last picture. You did really well on that one. Do you want to hit another buzzer? They all make really funny noises. Do you remember which one you haven't hit yet?
I've hit all of them.
Oh. Well, what's your favorite color? Yeah, blue. Okay. Okay. So, do you like reading?
Yeah.
Yeah? You gonna read this for me?
Omar was a hard worker. When he got home from school, he helped his mom clean. Omar, please help me clean the kitchen, his mom said. Yes, Mom, Omar replied. He went in the kitchen and began to work. There was a big mess to clean because 6 people lived in his home. While he worked, he thought about playing soccer. When I am finished with the dishes, I will see if my friends will play soccer with me. Omar finished working in the kitchen. He picked up his soccer ball and started to head to the door. Omar, please help me clean the tub, his mom requested. Omar remembered his grandmother telling him, "You must listen to your mom and do everything you are told." So Omar set down his ball. "Yes, Mom," Omar said. He went to the tub to clean. While he worked, he thought about his grandmother who lived in Somalia. Yeah. He missed her and liked to send her letters. Omar's mom also wrote grandmother letters in Somalia. Omar wrote the envelopes in English. Every month, Omar's mom sent money to grandmother. Grandmother bought food for Omar's aunt and cousin. Omar worked hard for his mom. His mom worked for grandmother. When the tub was clean, Omar got his soccer ball and started to head outside. "Omar, thank you for working hard today. You are an important, fun part of our family. Have fun playing soccer with your friends." Omar smiled as he went outside to play.
You did so well. Do you want to keep reading?
Can you do one more page, maybe?
Okay.
Thank you.
Carmelo, Sam, and Rosh on play baseball. Roshan is a good hitter. One day, he hit a baseball over the fence. "Oh no," said Carmelo. "Now we cannot play." "Our ball is gone," Sam said. "No problem. I will jump over the fence and get that ball." "No?" Sam said, "No. No problem." "No, you can't." Mm-hmm. The ball went over Smith's fence. Mr. Smith had a big tan dog. "If you jump over the fence, the dog will bark and bite you," said Carmelo. Sam said, "Fine. I will go knock on Mr. Smith's door." That is just what he did. Mr. Smith left. He said, "My dog wouldn't hurt a fly. Here is your ball." Sam was a superhero that day. "I never saw snow before. In Somalia, it doesn't snow. This is my first winter in Ohio. It's so cold now, cold enough to snow. I looked out the window before I went to bed. I did not see any snowflakes fall. I woke up, there was snow on the ground. I woke up my cousin. We ran outside. Other kids were lying on the ground in the snow. They were doing jumping jacks on the ground. When they stood up, I saw snow angels."
Good job. You're a great reader. Okay. Next, what we're going to do is...
Anyone can hit the buzzer.
Oh, yes.
Do you want
Haley
to hit it instead of you?
Okay. I'm gonna hit this one. Wonder who's at the door.
And this can be the last one. We're just gonna talk about how to do some things, okay? So just give us that step by step and we'll be all done.
So what action is this person doing?
He is brushing his teeth.
How do you brush your teeth?
You take a toothbrush, then you take some toothpaste. Mm-hmm. Put it on your brush, then you put it in your mouth and scrub. And then after 2 minutes, you wash it out.
How often do you brush your teeth?
you do it every day, or do you do it less than every day?
Every day.
Mm, gotcha. All right, what about this person? What are they doing?
He's washing his hands.
Can you tell me how you wash your hands?
You take some soap, turn on the water, and rinse the soap off, turn off the water, and dry your hands.
Yeah, awesome. And then what about this? What are they doing?
He is putting on his shoes.
You know how to tie your shoes?
Yeah.
How do you tie your shoes?
First, a knot, then you take a side of the shoelace and make like this.
Like a bow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then to the other side, then you tie them together, and then like that.
Yeah. How about this?
She is eating cereal.
Do you eat cereal?
Yeah.
What's your favorite cereal? Do you pour a bowl of cereal every morning?
Yeah.
How do you do it?
You get a plate and a spoon, then you get some milk and the cereal. You put some cereal in the bowl. Takes the milk and eat it with the spoon.
Yeah, that's exactly how I do it too. And what about that person?
He's putting on a sweater.
Mm-hmm. Do you wear a lot of sweaters?
Not now.
No?
Not now.
Not now. It's a little too hot for that now, isn't it?
What order do you put on your clothes?
Underwear, shirt, pants, and then that's it.
And how about this one?
She is painting.
Do you like to paint?
Yeah.
Yeah? What do you like to paint?
Comes to your mind?
Yeah.
Well, when you paint, what do?
I take a brush, put it in the paint, and get a paper and draw on the paper.
You can just do
it. Okay.
Thank you.
And then, what's this person doing?
She's making cupcakes.
How do you make cupcakes again?
I don't know.
You don't know how to make cupcakes? But what's she putting on?
Icing.
Icing?
Do you do that before you bake them or after?
After.
Okay. Anything else you do before you bake them? How do you make them?
I don't know.
Do you mix anything together?
Yeah.
Okay. And after you mix it, it just turns into a cupcake?
No.
What do you do when you mix it?
You have to bake it.
Okay.
Okay.
Awesome job.